It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazeem. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the mixes. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And I would say to my left, but he's directly in front of me. He's slightly to the left. Go on YouTube for the visuals to get the concept or the context of what I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Is...
Ask your bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
And to the slight right.
Ooh.
Far right.
Jar Rastafari right.
Yes.
That's a good sketch camera. That's a good sketch character. Just a Rasta that's mad conservative.
Isn't it?
You had a run with it?
Nah.
Jar Rastafari right.
I don't want to be a character act. I don't want to get big off a character. Because then I've got to be the character.
Sure. And have Jar Rastafari open for you for just like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then you just switch to your normal clothes.
Nah, I'm good.
Why not?
Because everyone's just shouting Jar Rastafari. It's like
in the street and shit.
I shouted these catchphrases throughout your set.
Oh, mate. Bring the fucking dread back, mate.
Where's he gone?
Yeah. Don't know. It's K to the A to the Z in between Michael Akadiri and Darren G.
You don't know. Pause. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
I'm in between you guys.
Fair enough.
Hope you guys had a great day.
And if you don't... is this a Christmas episode?
It's episode 100.
100.
1 blood clot.
Mama, we made it.
Fucking
hell. And we made it.
A ton. No one believed in us.
Yeah. God did.
This guy had everything in the ocean in it. I call this a pot of bambukala. Have you not seen that one?
I love that guy so much.
He's got a pot on his cooker and he's like, it's got like crab and lobster in it. And he's like,
in this
pot is everything in the ocean. I call it pot of bambukala.
Have you watched Rhythm and Flow? He's actually really normal on that. It was almost like disconcerted how normal he was on River Flow.
No.
Have you not seen the compilation of all the words he gets wrong?
Oh, mate, that's how I know him. This jewelry.
Charlemagne's like jewelry. He's like, jewelry.
I'm a jewelry on, man. I'm a jewelry.
Jewelry.
What's Oh, man, shout out Khaled. Bless up.
Another one.
Come on. So yeah, hope you guys got what you wanted. Gifts, spend time with family.
And if you don't celebrate ones, Christmas, unlucky.
Then get out of the country.
Get out of our country, Mike.
Oh man, it's funny because recently, obviously, we heard about the baby names which are famous, or not famous, very popular in the UK. And for another year, Mohammed.
Mm.
Top of the charts, man.
Top of the charts. Got the far right loose in their mind.
Come on. It's the Drake of names. It's crazy.
Jar Rastafari right.
Isn't it? What's he going to say about it?
When I don't know. About these Hamids and ting.
You know what I suspect, though?
They don't eat pork and neither do I.
Hey!
But... them can go long.
If them not like Jesus, them not like them, but they like Jesus. Well, When?
when them skin a bit too sandy for me. It's either white and black or nothing at all. Saying,
what do you say? Them got four wives. All right.
Well, I am coming around.
She said, all right.
Let me just hear them out.
What do I have to do?
What? Them can leave.
Them can leave.
Them wife can stay.
Oh, bad jokes.
You're really not developing this character. Yeah,
it's there. It's right there, man.
Yeah, it's right there, man.
All right, if I do it, I'm doing it like Ricky Gervais. Two seasons and I'm done.
Yeah that's it, man.
That's it, man. That's it.
Kill him off. Actually, kill off the character.
Killed by Nigel Farage. Start a race war.
That's one blast.
Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Tommy's backing it up.
You've heard it here first.
You got it. He's
already
down.
Got his head. There you go, man.
You got it down. So, no, but the thing with the names, just to bring it back to it, is that my logic, obviously, if you haven't heard, Mohammed is the most popular boy's name registered in the UK. Mm-hmm. I think for the girls, I can't remember what name it was.
It's
Olivia.
No, it's...
Come on, bruv. This Olivia's popular. It's Olivia Amelia, which is popular. What's the most popular girl's name? Yeah, I think it's Olivia.
Amelia Dimbleberg.
Yeah, Olivia, Amelia, and Isla.
Isla.
Isla. Isla.
Yeah. Did you really just say Isla?
Isla, ain't from here.
Fam, you're dyslexic, fam.
Yeah. Dyslexic. Yo.
I said Isla.
What's your theory? Isla. About the...
I think
Muhammad,
because it's such a popular name in Islam. I think whereas like names like Noah, Oliver, all the other popular names, there's people. Oh, I like that name. I like that name. Bro, I like that name.
It's simple.
As long as the people Muslim be like Muhammad, and there's not
a Christian will watch Game of Thrones and go, I'm gonna name my kids some character. I don't know the names.
John.
Yeah, that's all I could think of. Was like, John, fuck, Snow. That's too basic of a name.
Joffrey.
Joffrey. Is it Ty? I don't watch the show.
No, Tyrion.
Tyrion.
I've watched it.
Yeah, see, they might name their kid like Tyrion.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they have no qualms about it. Whereas
Khaleesi.
Yeah, whereas Muhammad, he's going to enjoy all eight seasons of that and go, my son's called Muhammad.
No doubt.
Don't you think that, like, okay, it's popular in Islam, but a bit of creativity would be nice.
I mean, but he's their top guy, isn't it? I'm surprised more Christians.
It's their second top guy.
Who's their top guy?
Allah.
That's just God. You can't name your kid God. That's just Arabic for God.
It. Yeah, I know, but
I'm surprised.
Would that be blasphemous?
There's not more Christians named Jesus.
You're not allowed to draw him.
Well, that's true. Blasphemous.
No, not in Latin America. Jesus.
What
country was it that banned that you can't use the name Jesus?
Not here.
I think it's like Germany or something. There's a word, so a country where...
What, as in like you can't say the word?
No. There's a list of names that are banned.
It must be a Christian country for sure.
That's mad.
Latin America, they do, but otherwise...
Yeah, no, why wouldn't? Just name kid Jesus. I have all the names in the Bible.
No, it's a lot to live up to, man. Put a lot of weight on that kid.
A lot of pressure.
No, as well, my name's Jesus. Obviously, not that one.
That's a tough cross to bear.
Someone's getting seen this weekend.
How's everyone been, though, man? How's everyone been? It's
Bin Laden. Episodes. All right. I don't think it's MCing. I think it's been listening to Mark Norman's
podcast.
Because that's all he does on podcasts. Just word association.
Shout out Syria, though, as well.
They've
binned off their man, isn't it?
Oh, you're what? Oh. What? Assad?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like...
We're really revealing where this episode's recorded. We timestamped this with real live events.
I didn't like...
He's the only one in a Christmas jumper.
We're
not really here on Christmas, guys.
Hey, man. I feel like Macaulay Culkin and the two robbers, man. Why you guys didn't come in the right attire?
I feel like it's a hate crime. Because we're black.
Why have we done this? But it's all right. But yeah, anyway, how's everyone been? I don't
want to as in right now?
Yeah, this all right, cool. going nice, man. I had nonsense on the way here. The reason I was late, all right.
I'm just going to get it off my chest. I feel like you didn't really care how we
did. I did care.
I asked you to ask me.
Yeah, yeah, cool. No, right. So you might not get this now because you're not with your lady anymore. Mm. So you have to deal with.
Still get the stress. It's crazy.
Good.
I thought that would be
caught up in the upside.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's got even more.
Ew. No, it's ridiculous. So today I was late because I'm ready at the door. My son's just stood upstairs. He's just making noise. He's not going to bed. It's one of those nights. He's not going to bed. And I'm just like, well, she knows he's got the pods. So, but she's not really making moves towards him. So I've called her from downstairs, going, hey, like, don't worry about anything downstairs, like, you know, washing up and stuff. But just like, if you just deal with him. And she was not, she always does this, I'm not sure if your ladies does this, she can't just does the kind of thing. Oh, I don't know, Darren. just leaves it in the air as if to go, you need to fix the problem. And it's like, fine. So I go upstairs now. I'm there trying to settle him. Because I've literally said on the phone, I don't want to go upstairs because he's going to just go mad when he sees me. And so he can shout for me, but he's not upset. So I don't go upstairs. But I'm like, fine. So I go upstairs. He's like, dad. And he's just up and he's just there talking, babbling, kind of half falling asleep. And then she comes in after me sat there for 5 minutes. And she goes, oh, like, do you need to go? And I was like, yes. I said I needed to go. Before we got into this. And then I said, that's why I was trying to compromise by saying I'll do the stuff downstairs. And then she goes, yeah, but I've had a long day at work too. And I was like, I didn't say you haven't. That's why this bit's in my head now. So I didn't say you haven't. That's why I tried to compromise. And you take him. So now she's taking him. And he's now going, oh, daddy, dad. And she's like, oh, she goes, yeah, because, you know, I did want to eat my dinner and stuff. And I was like, that's fair, totally fair. She made this, she wants to eat dinner. Here's the thing though, in the time of her putting our daughter to bed and me putting our son down, I've gone into the bathroom, I've washed out the bath, I've gone downstairs, I've made myself something to eat, and I've tidied up a bit in the living room, and she's just sat on the bed. Just, I guess, decompressing. It's a long day.
But why couldn't you have made her something during that period? Or the food you made, couldn't you have made
it's just,
some?
No, it's just there on the pot on the side. I just put it, I just heated it up.
Okay.
I thought she might have eaten already.
Mm.
I thought she might have eaten that time that she wasn't doing anything. but instead, she wanted to eat the moment I wanted to leave and our son was awake. I was just like, why? I don't get this at all. So I was wondering, is this me? Is that my fault? Is that not her fault? Can't say that on the pod.
Is it my fault? That's suicidal.
Is it my misunderstanding? Is this a woman thing?
You should have understood that she needed that time to decompress. You didn't factor in her decompression time into your schedule. Yeah, she needed an MB. She needed a break. She needed to just check out.
Eating in that MB.
You don't eat during the MBs.
Oh, okay.
Well, and that's a man telling you that.
Because my thing is like,
that's the best time to eat during the MB.
Right, because I get accused of being selfish. And granted, hands up, I can admit that, right?
Yeah.
But what it is when I'm selfish, I'm fulfilling all of like my primary desires. So it's like I come to the house and it's like I want to eat, so I just go straight to get something to eat. She's like, oh, could you like not help out the kids first, we go and eat? Like, oh, do it, fair enough, but I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Or
I just got a vision of Darren at like the pot and still got his like gloves on. She's like, man, I'm hungry. She's
like, I'll take my coat off when the food's in the microwave. That's dead time.
Yeah.
There's too much shit that can happen between me taking my coat off and getting to the food. So I need to set this in motion now.
There you go. You're in my mind.
But it's efficiency, so I respect it.
Yeah, so I'm like that. Like, or if I wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, do I need a shit? I'm just going to go to the toilet. I just, and so why is it so long in the toilet? Because I need the shit. That's why I'm on the toilet.
Hey, is it me or like just on that specific one? Women shit fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I'm in there for a hot sec.
Yeah, we've
If my phone's on 10...
Scroller, is it because you're scrolling?
That could happen. I just like to take my time.
That could happen, but I could be there without my phone and still take time.
Yeah, I just like to take my time.
Well, you must be dwelling on stuff then.
Nah,
no, it's not a rushed process, my guy.
But then, I don't know.
That is a...
How many times do you go a day?
Fam, this is going to... You might... Doctor, please help me. Mm. I sometimes, if I go once a day, maybe...
Oh yeah, that's like me.
Yeah, now some people range.
I know some guy that shits range, 3 times a day.
Well, once or twice.
I'll shit once.
3 times a week to 3 times a day.
That's a normal range. 3 times a week to 3 days, depending.
Oh, so I'm good. Oh, I'm morning, coffee.
And what happens sometimes, I'll try to explain this to my wife, sometimes I'm on there for long because I'm taking poos from the past and the future in one poo.
I hear that. The future, I'm not
too sure. Bringing the poo forward.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, you just sat there, it's like, I could be done now, but if I just wait another 15 minutes, a second wave could...
I've been there before. Where you, have you never got up from the toilet, and then been like, I'm not done. And sat back down.
Sometimes
There's a dead time. There's a dead time where if someone's to knock on the door, like, what are you doing? I'm like, do what? Yeah, I could actually just get up now.
Yeah.
But there's also time I'm like, if I just wait.
Do you know what? Your body doesn't feel like it's done.
I could.
But let me tell you something. I had a stomach ache over the last weekend. Yeah. And when, like, I was eating prunes, everything to shift this, bro. When I actually got the job done, I messaged my mum. I said, I just cleared out some shit from 2012.
That's from the past.
That's how I get the past one.
That's the past
fam,
one.
When I tell you, fam.
You ran it back.
Mad thing.
You must have ate some real fiber then.
And it was in Cherie's toilet, so I don't care.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So you dug up poo from yonks ago just to leave your mark there for her. Oh, bro.
These poos are from a past relationship.
Oh,
Matt. Hold that.
Matt.
Hold that.
Oh, that.
Hold Jesus. That. Hold
that's that. A different type Jesus. Of evil.
Hold that. Hold that.
All right, let me change my scenario to an actual parenting question. So, guys, do you prioritize what you need to do first so that it frees up your time to parent, or do you parent first and then deal with the thing you need to do after?
I do what I need to do. I used to, when I had a day job, come in, parent, everyone goes to bed. This is strictly work shit I'm talking about, yeah? And then do comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Like edit, whatever. It used to kill me. And now, I get done what I need to get done. But I don't know if you find this, Mike.
Mm.
Now that you don't, people love saying to me,
"You don't work.
You don't have a job."
Yeah, mm. But now I'm the fun, isn't it?
Yeah, but now I'm the everything man.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm the man that's. I've got a parcel coming. Can you make sure you're?
that's standard.
I'm going to film something.
No, so
but
what?
But my parcel.
We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not really doing.
Can you
anything.
Go to the shop and pick so up? Fam, what? Fam, fam. Don't know. Good thing about our job, yeah, is you can actually argue that thinking is working.
Yes.
Yeah,
if I'm just there doing this, I could be on the end of $1 million joke.
Absolutely. Change your life.
Change your life.
Yeah.
So I'm actually thinking about why is left left and right right? Like, who made that decision? Yeah. Who said that's right? Right. Like, what if someone went that's left? Would it just be that's left now?
Yeah, and we'll be like, that's right.
But if anyone asks me, picking up jokes, ideas, scripts.
That's the worst, is pressure. Like, I can't, if my wife left me in bed, when she comes back, I need to make sure for sure I'm not in bed. Because in her mind, she has decided I've spent those 9-10 hours in the same position. You just spent it in the same position. You never moved. What are you doing with your time? And I can't deal with any of that. You got to make sure you're the parcel man. You got to make sure I like the kitchen's clean, so the pots that were used from the day before, because my job is to clean up. I need to make sure they're all clean. If they're not clean, wahala, I'm doing the laundry. So you'll be doing things.
You work for them. You left your job to work for them.
I will go home. I will go home, basically. Proper home house husband. It's a full-time role. We need more respect for the house husbands. That's what I'm saying. Nah. We need accreditation or something. Nah. Because it's taking, actually work.
I get letters out today. Chartered house husband.
100%. C-H-H. I need C-H-H after my name.
Okay,
man.
We might have to block this out. You might get your accreditation. I think they hand them out. Do I need to block that out? No, I need to block that out. Do I need to block that out?
How did you get there? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did you get there?
Being a house husband is gay. Block it out. It's Christmas.
I've only had one because I've got my joke in my
head. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I am. I did a voiceover edition for Sky today. I was like,
Was it for.
Did you get it as well?
Be the horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
did you get it?
No. Be the horse.
I'm joking. Yeah.
What is it? You're just.
Don't worry, guys.
We'll see.
You innit?
We'll see.
Don't try and trot over here and find out. Yeah?
So they'll see what a black.
They wanted a black horse.
Nah, they don't want a black horse. I saw who else got from this agency. Who else got it.
Well, get got it for you.
Yeah. Well, no. Fab.
Fab.
It's all fab now. There's no more get.
Because Darren used to do this thing, like if we got something, we would always think we just got the same thing, but clearly they distinguish.
No, because you're not there. That's why.
I
would have still made money. Could avoid them anyway.
I was in an email. I was in a group email. There was four of us.
Yeah.
I was the only black one. I'm the only black act at Fab Comedy.
What about
Snoop?
He stayed with Brett.
What's that?
Brett kept
this off.
Yeah. Anyway, back to business.
Yeah.
I prioritize my needs and then deal with everyone else.
It's funny you ask.
You gotta put on your own mask on the airplane.
That's
before you can help my anyone approach. Else.
I can't parent if I need a shit.
Facts.
True, but I'm in the stage because we're potty training him now. And
I need to do that, man.
Brother. So every hour.
Even tried this guy.
We bought a potty, it's just in the corner. He gets it out as a toy.
He sits on it. He's got him to sit on it. He's done something in it once. That was like a fluke.
Well, it obviously it's tough and obviously it's arduous. So you have to be on it all the time to be consistent, otherwise you don't pick up the habits. So I'm like, okay, once an hour, I'm gonna just put you on the toilet just to see what you do.
Yeah.
See what you do. If you do something great. And now we got to a point where every morning, when he wakes up, the first thing I do is put him down. And he knows to wee and he'll put.
And he wees in there.
Yeah, he wees there.
Come on.
We're getting there. So he knows.
Progress.
He knows, sit on this, wee. Yeah. And sometimes, if he's good, most mornings he'll even poo. So he gets both out of his system.
Yeah. Black dads. Yeah.
So, but then when are we chilling? Like, for example, when it was Sunday and we're chilling, and I got the afternoon, and if we give him the iPad, he's gone. He's just happy. He can entertain himself.
Oh, mate.
So when is that like that? And I want to do so. I want to write. I want to do whatever. It's so hard for me to clock in and be like, oh, I need to put him on the toilet now.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Then, I'll do it next hour. Next, you know, 3 hours ago, okay, I need to put him on the toilet now. And stuff like that. So that's the way we're talking about what you prioritize. Yeah. It's so easy to just be like, oh, he's got a nappy on. So don't worry about it.
Prioritize these jokes, man. Fuck your shits. You'll be taking shits in the street if I don't write these jokes.
But then you always see someone else. You always see another parent. And we did a swimming lesson. And after swimming lesson, there's a boy. I thought he's probably a bit older than Nathaniel. But they're in the same class. Yeah. Clearly can't be that much of an age group. I put on a nappy on Nathaniel. This boy put on pants. And I was like, okay, let's get back to the hour schedule.
Oh, it's a competition now.
Sound like that. But the boys won. There's no competition.
The competitor in you is like, no. This
who's won?
This,
the boy, the pants
he's
boy
not won.
Won.
He's not won. But the fact that I
wait,
put
one,
on...
One is in WON, the one is O-N-E.
No, I think he said WON. I think so. That's
I'm saying you saw the other you in pants.
Yeah, and I was like,
okay, and your son in nappies.
Yeah.
He said competition. You said about winning.
Yeah. So I'm saying, no, did you see it as like, rah, this dad is smashing it. It's a competition now. Back to schedule.
I saw it as, if he's in pants, Nathan needs to be in pants. That was so my
attitude. Basically, are you trying to rock back up at swimming and being like,
he's in pants. Pants.
That would be nice, but it's every week,
isn't it? He's in suit trousers with a belt, isn't it?
standing up and weird. Standing up and weird.
Yeah, he's at the urinal.
What?
I got a week to do that.
That's another sketch.
You got a week.
I got a week to do that.
Ostrom is done for the year.
Yeah, I got. So next Sunday,
I don't even let him in the water. He's been swimming once.
What? Why did that with the water?
I don't trust these fucking swimming teachers.
But you're in there with the kids.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, this day. Do you know what that? Well, you've been one teacher with 10 babies who can't swim, just in the water.
I didn't know. Teachers are telling me all about how they just chuck them in because the babies know what to do.
I saw that on TikTok. That's some nonsense.
That's when they're like newborn. You could do that.
So if I chucked him in now,
he's done. He's finished. He's finished.
He's done. He's done. He's done.
He was finished. Again.
He's finished. Just standing on the edge of the pool like this.
Nah, he's going to come back up, right? He's going to come back up. I've always...
You're like this. Just look at the watch.
Oh, shit.
I don't really know. Fucking fast. 30 seconds goes, does it? 30 seconds goes fast. It's a minute. Oxygen's are not allowed to get to the brain. Right. So 30 more seconds.
That's mad. Yeah, so please, don't... You need to take your boy swimming.
Yeah, he's two now. So yeah. I will take it.
I think it's just for like basic survival techniques.
No,
everything I've done, like I've always been like, wait till he talks. Like, so even with your thing, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, because he's speaking.
Yeah.
But then he started, because I started speaking and I was like, it's just not good enough yet.
What to cut?
I want him to say something like, I want something from the fridge. Then I'd be like, now I'll do it. Now you can swim because you can talk to me like proper.
Right.
So,
at the moment, he's just like, more.
Yeah.
Like if he likes something, or he might say like it's this or it's that. His favorite thing to do is go, it's dad, it's mum, it's sis.
So and it can count. The older they get without being in the pool is that the more awareness they have. So then the fear comes in, isn't it?
Yeah. Sink or swim, mate.
Yeah, so they're more aware. See, whereas Xavier, I'll just dunk him under the water.
He might have enough white genes where he doesn't know natural fear.
It's true.
He just knows privilege.
He might just see.
So he might just be like, are these the royal baths, daddy?
he might be like, where's the rocks?
Yeah, where's the Lido?
Why are we down this safe ass pool? It's so current in this.
Where's the sharks?
Where the sharks? Well, I thought we were shark diving.
Ask you to swim to Paris.
Like, these are not black activities, son.
That is funny.
But yeah, so do you prioritize parents?
Sounds like a mix and match.
Yeah, it's a mix. So I guess I feel there's something I feel guilty about, and I think it's that. And it's just like,
you feel dad guilt.
I feel dad guilt all the time because I was even thinking
it's not a real thing.
No. But I was in the pool. I was in the pool. Like the stuff that he doesn't do at swimming that I want him to do. Like he doesn't kick his legs. So he's just like lined up. I'm thinking, you can't just. Why you just float? It don't work like that. I get frustrated. I have a kid to kick in. But that will come with time. I don't really care about that. But it's just other stuff I'm thinking, bro, like I was in the pool. I was like, okay, two. And then sometimes you shouldn't compare yourself, but you see these TikTok. They're wonder kids.
Yeah,
so you have to acknowledge they're wonder kids. You can't just put your kid on that. But you see these wonder kids that are playing football too. Dribbling. And I'm thinking, he hasn't taken him to the pool. So I can't be annoyed that he's not doing that. But I'm like, bro, like if he's gonna be a baller, and I'm not a proper Project Mbappe, but if he's gonna be a baller, he's your academy by five. So if he's two now, then he's got like 3 years to get up to the level where he's gonna be good enough to join an academy. Because you gotta join the academy 5, 6, 7, 8. If you don't join the academy, then you're not gonna make it. Then I was having this during the swim lesson, so I was just proper like doing one activity with my boy, but thinking about a whole nother activity. So I'm always thinking, what more could I be doing?
So you're aspirational for your kids. That's all. Your aspirational. With me, I want my kids just be bang average.
Well, just
hit, yeah. Fifth centile. Listen, shout out Black Mediocrity. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck Black Excellence. About Black Mediocrity. It's about, it's about.
I feel like we have to rebuttal this before Black Twitter come for us. Just, like they came for shits and gigs. You can't say that.
No, it's about Black. It's just about.
Don't let no Black comedian talk about Black Excellence.
It's just about allowing. This is about allowing Black children to be average, and that's okay.
No, okay. He's saying it in jest, but, yeah, but he's actually making a very good point.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to be, well, because you're the sole Black guy in the class, so you have to be better than everyone else. You have to work 10 times harder than everyone. No, yeah. Just, you know what? You got to see. What did everyone else? They got to see. That's cool.
No, it's true. What do you like doing?
I like drawing, Dad. Why don't you just draw some more then, son? But get some okay grades. That's fine. I don't need to be shouting you to be the best at everything. Just as long as you're not shit.
I think a lot of us mix and match. To be fair,
What
like you say, you come in and be like, oh, all right, I'm hungry, so I'm just gonna make something to eat, and like you might get a line of like, you're gonna do anything else yet?
Yeah.
Or you can't work for that. Or you might be saying like, it might look like I've been in bed all day, but I haven't, or whatever, I might not for 3 hours put him on the potty. But I think we all do shit like that. The other day I was with Kezai in the daytime and I was like, raw fam, you stink of piss, right? And then I was like, oh yeah, I have to change that. I was like, raw, time has flown.
Nigga, it was like, how are you okay stinking of piss like
that? Yeah, man took his nappy off, bruv. 2 years, this is the heaviest nappy I've ever seen. I don't know how I didn't peel it off and it didn't like squeeze like a sponge.
What do you assume? There has to be a shit in there. That has to be a shit.
Yeah, you can see it from the trousers. But then there's other things where it's like, no, I'm always there to pick him up from nursery. I'm always there to take Alani swimming, and I will prioritize those things. Like Alani swimming, nothing can get in the way with. She just had parents' evening, and when you look in her book, like from the beginning of the term, the year, her spelling is hitting like 3 out of 10, and then like we just hit it hard like every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, and if she's like at the fridge on the magnet thing, on the magnet whiteboard, like arsing about, I'll wipe it all off and we'll start again. Like, so there's things where it's like, yeah, well, I'm on job here.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
in an hour, I might not look at anything but my phone for like a strong 90 minutes. Firm it, everyone. Everyone firm it.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah?
Cool. Okay. Yeah, no, same. Similar thing. Swimming's my one. I take the kids swimming Saturday morning. I don't know, just like play, cuddles, all that kind of thing. It's like, as soon as one of them comes for a cuddle, it's never of weight. It's like, okay, whatever it is, let's have this cuddle. You clearly need something from me. You ask for a cuddle and stuff. Yeah, so it's like, in my head, it's like, right, you caught me looking at my phone. It's like, what are the kids doing? The kids are just—they're cool. They're chilled. They're calm. Everyone's calm.
Oh, I walked in.
That's something at my phone. That's because it's not like the kids are doing a madness. It's Abby's like trying to climb out of his chair and saying, like, "They're crying."
Yeah, it's not World War
III.
I came in the house today.
No,
and like the journey back from Leeds was long. Yeah, like I missed one turn off. Go all the way up. Come all the way.
Oh, you missed a turn.
I missed a turn. That, flat.
That's
like,
a killer.
Kind of early.
What, on the motorway?
Yeah, and it was like, I did like 30 minutes on. That's when I got that email.
That's when you realise there's like 5 to 10 miles between junctions.
Yeah. Then I got that email and it was like, this is time sensitive. And I didn't really read it.
Yeah.
And Dean was like, try and get this back to me today. And I was I should be back by like 3:30. And I was like, pulled over into a service station. And I was like, fam, I'll be quick. And then, fam, then you realise, I'm doing bare takes.
And I've got
my hat, like, trying to, because I did the first take, and I was like, still sounds like I'm in a car.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Even though the engines are, so I've got the hat, and I'm like, doing the takes, like, into the hat. So
how many lines was it?
Four lines.
Yeah.
So I'm hitting it, and then I'm listening back to all of them, then writing down, like, okay, take two was good, take five was good. Mm. Then condense them down, listen to them again, because you can only send two.
Mm.
And it's like, all right, we're going with 2 and 7. All right, boom.
Did you say send two on this?
You can send up to two.
Oh,
yeah, no more than two.
I said one.
Profesh.
No, it's called Reed.
My two were like,
what's the fee, man? What's the fee?
Hey, man, we're on air. Anyway, the story is
four or five figures.
Is five. I get back after being like on the road and having to deal with shit for like 5 hours. I get in, Alani's like, immediately she's like, can we play football? I said, let me sit down.
Yeah.
Decompress.
Oh.
Right. Even though I've been sat down in a car, I'm like, yeah, no, I need to sit down.
Yeah. Driving,
and I pull my phone out. First line is, so you're going to spend time with the kids. I know I shouldn't have. I just went, shut up, man.
Oh, jeez. That's not good. That's not good.
What does Kendrick say about black comedians talking about white women, though? I think he's in favour.
Wherever I get out of feet.
It just fell out of my mouth. I just was like, fam, I'm wrecked. I'm so tired. And I know you've had both kids the whole weekend, but I'm so tired. I've just taken it out. Quick.
Because he just lit something on fire. I'll put that out later.
Yeah. I'll deal with this later.
I know I'm going to have to deal with this later, but right now, that's what I felt like doing.
The minute I left, I've been checking my texts. Well, intermittently.
Angry text.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing yet.
Did you say sorry?
Huh?
Did you say sorry?
What's that?
Oh, I did.
Hold down.
Yeah, well, she forgot. She forgot. She's thinking about how long it's taking you to apologize.
Yeah.
She knows that's never coming.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't think I've ever given a shut up. Never been that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fell out of my mouth.
My thing is, you just go annoying. That's what I go. That's not my way of saying shut up. It's just going annoying. I start mocking her voice, and she says, "You know, I can't stand that. I find that like triggering." And I was like, "Yeah, okay. Well, just leave me alone."
it progressed. The conversation carried on. Yeah, and I was just going, "Yeah, it's cool, man." And they're like, "She's going at me," and I'm just like, "Yeah, cool." It's not cool, is it? I was like, yeah, it's cool, man. She's like, why are you being muggy? I'm like, I'm not. Just saying everything's cool. I was like, because this is me being like, I'm keeping the bad guy in.
Because I'm being someone you're not.
I'm going to get angry and I'm going to shout and I'm going to storm out. So everything's cool, man.
So what is my relationship? Is if I can articulate what's pissing me off, that it's generally accepted. Mm. But what happens is I can't articulate it in the moment because I'm just so annoyed.
Yep.
Mm. So then I'm just like, I do something passive aggressive or
yeah.
Yeah. Like the other day, she was, it's the phone thing. It's the phone. And she was, just help out the kids. And like, stood up. And I was like, there's literally nothing for me to do in this moment. There's absolutely nothing for me to do. And then there was loads of cardboard boxes that she's been going, could you, like, what are we doing with these cardboard boxes? Like, she asked me that 3 times, and neither of us has left the house in these 3 times. She's asked me what we're doing with these cardboard boxes. I'm like, they're going
to
be.
You have to book a skip trip or anything like that?
There's just big, it's too much stuff to go in the bin.
Mm.
It's just going to fill up the bin. It's 2 week, like, collection.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not putting it in the bin. That's going to take up time, take up space. So I'll wait, I'll put it in the car, and I'll take it to
the
skip or dump, whatever, when I leave the house. I've been asked 3 or 4 times and I have not left the house this time. So I've just gone, oh, I like, just playing phone, like, help out. So I'm like, there's literally nothing to do. Since I saw the boxes, I just start smashing up these boxes, just ripping them to pieces and stuff. And she's like, she's like, oh my God, what? You're doing that thing. I go, what thing? It's because they do that thing where, like, you're being helpful, but in, like, the most passive aggressive way.
What are you doing? I'm doing the boxes!
Because she got you early.
Yeah, I got you early. And I was just like, no, I'm not. As I'm just there going, I just throw this cardboard all over.
Did you ever used to do that with like your mum or something? When she's asked you to do the dishes like 4 times. So then you go to the sink and she's like, start banging cups and shit.
She's like,
what are you doing? The dishes. I'm doing the dishes. And you're like, bing bong, bing bong bong.
So, absolute standard.
Yes, that's the thing. But if I can articulate myself, then it's like it has been received in a fine way. Like the other day, she made pancakes for Zadie. Zadie's got allergies. Zadie wasn't eating. She said, "Oh, you can finish Zadie's pancake." I heard her say, and there's more on the side. Apparently what she said is, "You can finish the stuff on her plate." That's what she said. I added this other bit apparently in my head. So I ate one of hers and she's like, "Oh my God, you ate Zadie's pancakes." I was like, "What's good?" Do you know how long it takes me to make her pancakes because it hasn't got like wheat or whatever in?
Because I need a taste.
Huh? No, so it's fine. Like because she knows how to make things that are like gluten-free or whatever. Like,
oh, okay, okay. So I
just ate it and stuff. And then she was like, "Oh, I can't believe you ate it." And she mentioned like two or three times. I said, sorry, I misheard you. Misunderstanding. And then, I've left the house.
There's absolutely nothing you can do.
Yeah, well. Literally left the house.
In the toilet. Like,
here's the thing. I've literally left the house. And she texts me going, "By the way, you ate one of Zadie's pancakes." I said, "Hold on. You can't say by the way about something that's already been one discussed, two apologized, but bloody hell, if you need it again, fine. I'm sorry for eating the pancake. I'm sorry for misunderstanding. I'm sorry for the time and effort you had to put, in it." I said, like Jesus. Yeah, and I went, "Jesus, that just allow me, fam." And then she just put like cried face. I'm like, "All right, fair enough. Right off. That's
crazy.
How you gonna say, "By the way, like we forgot"? Like,
how you run it back and say you discussed?
Don't you have that?
Oh, not on top of disgust.
Nah, even me and Cherie, like, not together. Like, recently, I've been like, "Yo, you just said that." I've said, "Okay."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is to do about it?
Yeah. It's like the list of things, but like the amount of things you've done to piss me off today. It's like, what? It's like, "Yo, you didn't wash up." Yeah. Okay. Like, "You came in late." Yeah. "You didn't wash up." So, no, you've said that twice. You can't, list that as three things. Dude, that's not three. You've said that twice.
It's this one. You haven't washed up.
Yeah.
You came in late. Yeah. The dishes aren't done. It's a different sentence, same meaning. What?
You didn't come in with the second word. It's like these two things. There's two things. He's like, "You're tripping." And if you're not listening, they'll wait for you to not be listening. You're just hearing just the list. Like, "Right, that's a lot of things.
I think I ain't done bare thing.
I'm shit. I'm proper shit."
There's only two things.
Yeah, it's a
remix.
Like, little do you know, I'm actually listening to what you're saying.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Oh yeah, that'll kill you if you ever listen to your woman and reply to what they've just said. Dang, that's dangerous.
Do you know what I wish?
Have you ever done that? Whereas you've actually listened to what they've said,
yeah,
and repeated back to what they've said.
Oh no! Why
and then they look at you like, "What the fuck? What did you just say?"
Like, I'm like, suicidal.
Yeah.
No, but I heard of this technique from he who shall not be named.
Okay.
Quick side note: I don't think they're together. You know.
Maybe not.
Just check their socials. It's very separate. Anyway, from he who shall not be named, yeah, he said one time he would like the argument we put going on, yeah, and he'd be like, you didn't do this, and like just look at Max, like he was on his phone.
Record.
Hit voice record, put it down, yeah, and then carry on with the argument, crazy and splat. So you're mad at me because of this? Yeah, you're. And then you go like 3-4 days later, you'll be like, "Oh, fucking Darren and his wife, they got in a mad argument over such and such, and she was saying this," and he goes, "Isn't that so crazy?" And then his wife would be like, "Yeah, that is crazy." He goes, "Funny you should say that, because." And he would put that up voice note. Uno reverse card. Now, when I heard that, I said, "No,
that's unbelievable.
That is Netflix doc."
That is beyond childish, but I love it.
Nah, bro.
The keeper took the great receipts like
what
that.
Have you
funny.
Got? You've just agreed it's stupid.
I don't have to create receipts like that, but I will circle back. So if she will say something, I'll go, like, she go, "Oh, I'll go, "What, like, when you said that?" So what? Like, you know, but that just had like the thing that you said. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to understand how they're different. And she's like, "Let's just shut up." I don't know why you're being a dick about this.
Oh,
like,
yeah. When you get that, you know you won the argument, man. When you get the personal insult,
I'll take today. Stop acting like a prick.
Hey, you won the argument, man. Argument done.
Stop acting like a prick. Bro, so many things.
Argument done.
Like, I will answer your question.
Yeah.
So, ask me just a general question.
Ask you a general question?
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast?
cereal.
And then what you
but because I haven't explained what I had for cereal, like
what's that why you offer me?
Cornflakes, toast, eggs, what did you have? Like, or like cereal.
Yeah.
What kind of cereal? Milk, what milk? Like they want the detail.
Oh, yeah.
But I've answered your question. So I will then get annoyed that there's follow up questions.
Like,
what did you ask me the other day? Something like, it was so basic the answer. She's like, but that's not what I meant. And I was like, but I answered your question.
Yeah, yeah.
You asked me the question, I answered it.
No doubt.
Yeah, like, what time's your gig? And I was like, 5. Like, so what time are you leaving? That doesn't matter.
Well, maybe she wants that make you food before you go or something like that. Is it? Oh, wow. She don't roll like that.
Now and again. But it's not, but that's then put that info in the question because otherwise I just see this as a pointless question. You ask me what time the show is, I've told you. Why do you know what time I'm leaving? Are you coming? No. Relax.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to be devil's advocate, but I think ask when you're leaving because that's the most pertinent thing to you. No, if you're in a house, the thing you would want to know, I would think, is when are you leaving? When are you coming back? Because those are the important questions.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when the show is. You don't really care.
It's not the show. Yeah.
But in my eyes, I'm answering a question. Yeah. If you go, well, what time are you leaving? Because I want to run to the shop.
Yeah, what time do you have to go?
There's enough info in that question to make me feel like it's worthy of answering.
Yeah,
But then when you go to them, but I answered the question. That's not what I meant! Then you should articulate yourself better. You are dealing with a man who uses words.
Oh my goodness.
To make currency. I obsess over words.
Yeah, I get called. I'm too pedantic. Yeah. Things. I'm just like.
But I think it's a curse of the job.
Maybe.
And a bit of personality.
Yeah, because our job, you have to be, if you're good at our job, you have to be quite particular with words.
Absolutely.
And it's true.
Know what you mean. And
is there a point to this? If this is just general chit chat, sometimes
it's true.
We don't need general chit chat.
Yeah, this is.
There's no need for it.
Even with like significant others, don't you chit? Like, I guess it's difficult because you.
But even when we're together, sometimes I'm like, I said to her way back in the day, I said, if we're out, for some reason in my brain, if I'm out the house, I'm really talkative.
Okay.
Mm. If I'm in the house, I just want to chill.
Okay.
Why is it a bare convo?
Oh yeah, I'm not sure what my one is, but chit chat. If it's about people I don't know in the scenario of it's like not interesting to me, then I'll just like not that fast. I can talk about people I don't know if the scenario is interesting and stuff. But like I was talking to someone at work today about they've got a friend who married and they're getting an egg donor by using the man's husband's sperm. Egg donor. Mm. Wife's gonna carry the baby.
Okay.
But they've decided they're not gonna tell the child that it's an egg donor. So I was like, I don't know this kid. I don't know this couple. That's an interesting scenario.
Yeah.
And we can discuss it here. So that's interesting to me. Whereas like wife might tell me about some people from work. And I'm like, right, I've trained myself to care if it directly affects her in the job. I've trained myself to care. For that, because I'm like, I understand this is important to you, but wait, this colleague is having this thing with this colleague. I was like, does that affect your job? She's like, no. I'm sorry, okay.
Because Darren went back to the mic.
So you stand out at that point.
Because in my head, I was just like, because it's kind of like quarter to midnight, and I'm getting into bed.
But did she listen to your story? Because that's the key question.
I don't have stories. and she told. I talk
not for free anyway.
And she talked so little. Like she literally asked me. Like, I remember when I met like the dad friends. She's like, how's the day? How's your boy? Asking bare questions. So I was like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Do that. That's it. That's all got for me.
And then she just went to some tea and you don't have any tea. And then
she's
like, okay, here's my tea. And then you're like, I don't want to listen to your tea.
Where she will go and see a friend who she sees 2-3 times a week, come back. But can you believe that she said this about this thing? Because I just think it's really weird. I just don't really agree with how the... Blah, blah, blah. It's just, I'm just like, oh, how is this happening? That was happening.
How's this happening? With general chit-chat, I don't mind general chit-chat up to a point. After, hey, but you're fucking like... Maybe not so much because Naomi works in a school, but like, and I don't know what she does. Like in terms, I know she works in the TNT, but like I had, when I was in work, I had like an office, so I could pull my phone out and just be like, blah, 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 blah. She was on my, so speak quite a lot. And that, like when, because I was first born, I'd call and stuff that. Mm. So then when you got home, it was just kind of like, past like, how was your day?
Yeah.
We don't have to force this convo. Like we don't have to force it. We could just chill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, we shouldn't be sat there being like, no one said anything all my days.
That's a different level of comfortability, though. I think if you're there at that level of comfortability, you can not have any dialogue and there's no issue. There's no like, oh, you're angry with me, whatever. But I think if you're at the more sort of earlier stages of relationship, not early, but earlier stages, then...
Oh, no, she'd pushed the whole kid out of vagina. At this point,
let me state there is massive hypocrisy in what I'm saying because I will bother the shit out of her with things that I want to talk about.
Absolutely.
But there's just never stories about me. There's
if you talk to me in the house or like you're saying, if you talk to me about something I'm interested in, like if Cherie went to me like when we was together, she went, how is a joke formulated? I've been like, everyone stop.
Watch this.
Yeah.
My thing, I'm more likely to talk to her about something on Shadeborough. Than anything in my life.
Real, so you, don't you do that? Like, you saw something on the field, then you always...
Yeah, I'll be like, what do you think about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But what makes it up is what, we can literally follow the same accounts like Shadeborough, and we are drawn to two different things.
Oh, really? In terms of, like, something they'll post?
Yeah, so she's like, oh, can you believe, like, this blogger said this? Like, I don't give a shit. But then I'm like, oh, can you believe this rapper's, like, beefing this rapper about this? She's like, what? Who's that? I'm like, that.
So you can't chit chat about the same thing?
We can, but it's a very... We go that way. We want to talk about... we talk about different levels and stuff. Mm. So you might drop it as a quick... Oh, you know, this I think is just a throwaway thing. I'm like, it's interesting you think that, though. She's like, why, how's that interesting? I'm like, no, it's just interesting that you would take that side. Then.
Mm.
And then she's like, why? And then we might have a bigger conversation about that. But generally our chit chat is about her life and people that in her
circle that's annoyed her or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, do you know what? For me, I feel like there's two things. Yeah. Even though we're not together, Cherie thinks it's personal.
What's that? If you
personal, she thinks it's personal. She thinks I only do it to her. And I'm like, yo, I do this to anybody. If I'm not in the mood or I don't feel like it, everyone can just, I'll just cold shoulder everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, my mum knows, like, she can tell. She'll be like, oh, he wants space.
Yeah,
apart from at Dave Chappelle when she kept talking in my ear about jokes. And I'm like, I'm trying to fucking watch a legend. why are you talking to me? Do you know who's in front of you? But like, so
is she trying to be like, did you get that? Or
they would be like, oh, like he pulled out a cigarette and she was like, oh my god, he's smoking on stage. This is what he fucking does. This is what he does.
This is funny because this is what, when we're on stage, this is probably what people are saying to each other that we're not always privy to.
Mm.
And like, why are they chatting? And they're just,
it's true,
they're just narrating what I've just done.
Yeah.
Did you get that joke about the swimming or whatever? And it's just like...
So, Cherie thinks it's personal. It's not. I do it to everyone. And I'm becoming more comfortable of just being like... Because I feel like for quite some time, people might not think it, but I'm actually very compassionate. There's so many times people do something or say something and I just want to be like, fuck off. Like, that's my response. I just want to just be like, shut the fuck up. Like, so even if someone like I kind of know is telling me a story and I think it's boring, I just sometimes in my head's just going, just say shut the fuck up. But I'm sparing your feelings to indulge just my cousin, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, my cousin called me on the weekend chatting labrish for like 20 minutes. For 20 minutes, I wanted to tell her, bro, come off my fucking phone.
Why did you pick up?
Huh? because I hadn't spoken to her for a while. It's normally, but she was just talking about, like, I haven't seen you for ages, and this is what happened at the party. And I was like, shut up. You know what I mean? She called me with any, in, like,
no intent.
I'd just driven to Manny. I'm sitting in the car waiting for the frog to open.
She just called you to tell you that you haven't spoken ages. Is that,
yeah.
I know.
So Sheree thinks it's personal. It's not. It's not personal, right? And then the second thing is, I feel like, one, I told her exactly who I was. And two, I don't think she took enough time to actually understand me.
Right.
Because I understood her.
How does one get enough time? Because don't you have the same amount of time to understand each other?
Well, it's like, maybe, well, you hear what you want to hear.
I thought I knew what you were going to say. You said
you hear, yeah, you hear what you want to hear. So
it's about, I'm sorry, Karen, but I think what it is, it's about, I think men in general, but that's just my experience of talking here. I'm more willing to accept a woman for just how she is. You might not like it and you might get annoyed with it, but you know that is what she's. When she does A, it's followed by B and it's followed by C. Where I feel like women are like, A is followed by B, but why? Like, why did it? No, that's not right. A needs to be followed by C. And it's like, why are you refusing it to be followed by C? It's like, because A is followed by B. That's just how I'm built. And that's how I do things. It's like, yeah, but have you considered doing this? And this does, like, why are you doing? I don't understand why you do this. And it's rather than just, that is how they are.
Yeah. So accept the flaws.
I accept it and do what I like, the positives of that as well. It's just like, that needs to change and I don't like it. And are they doing this to me? And it looks different when they're talking to this, but it's like, that's just how I am.
Yes.
Like, why do you keep doing this thing? Because I'm still the same person. That's why
why are they talking different to this person or acting a bit different? And it's like, come on, man. You should know when I'm faking the funk. And it's actually a compliment to you that I'm so feel so safe and comfortable around you to be my authentic self. Whereas around X person, I'm just faking the funk to get through it, right? And it's kind of like, when in the first couple of weeks, Sheree was like, so what are you like? And I'm like, you want to know honestly what I'm like? I'm like, all right. I'm like 80% of the time, I'm just silly. Yeah, big kid, just silly, whatever. And I said, but I can get really grumpy for no apparent reason. I just don't want to do anything. I just don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to, nothing.
Not related to sleep or anything like that. Just,
I could just be like, it's just one of them.
One of them days.
I need to recharge for all the silliness. And I don't want to talk to anyone. Just could be anything, whatever. And then now it'd be like, why are you in a mood with me? I'm like, I fucking told you who I was. I'm not in a mood with you. I'm just grumpy. Understand me, woman.
But do you think she takes it? Because it sounds like I don't want to start diagnosing her, but she takes a lot of stuff personal rather than
personal. Have you seen that clip?
No, who's that?
It's from what's the credit those drink champs? Nori.
Yeah.
It's from way back. He's doing an interview and he's like, man, these rappers, these gangster rappers come into battles with their lawyers and shit. Nah, man, come with your get or with your click or with your crew. And then the interview was like, you sound like you're talking from personal experience. And he goes, personal experience.
Probably should wrap this one up soon to change. Pause. We didn't get into our. By the way, if you're a lady listening to this, this felt like bitching about our wives session. We weren't.
We are.
we aren't. And you know what? Even better still, write in if you want to counter anything.
Bitch,
we said.
You can't write.
Okay. All right. Jeez. Okay. All right.
It was a joke.
Okay.
It was a joke.
So we will count if anything
only
we
jump
said
to conclusions.
We said some stuff generically. What? If you want to write in, counter us or DM, whatever it is, we are an open platform. Maybe you want to come join us.
Open platform.
We can have a seat.
If this is your first episode, the 100th episode. This ain't the red pill.
Love our partners.
Hey, but just so you know, Kendrick, I wasn't talking about a black woman. All right, so all of you girls, sync up and message into the show.
Feel free to message in. But yeah, we just hope that you had a great Christmas.
And I'm not a white comedian, so I guess I can still talk about black women if I want to.
Go off, King. Anyways, so this has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To the slight left has been...
Ask Bill Pay's permission. Who's that? It's me. Me is Darren G.
And to the slight right...
Do you remember when Michael used to hate black women? It's been Kazim Jamal, K to the A to the Z, in between... Do you remember we used to like pin that on him? Like
always the time.
He
always just
he hates black women.
Always just fall into it.
Maybe Kendrick was talking about you. Anyway,
that's rough.
Mustard.
Take care and peace.